Matthew Seki here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing another video on the topic of repentance moments. And so one of the big arguments that people use to say that you must repent of your sins is Acts chapter 2, verse 38. I've even knocked doors and I'll ask people, hey, what do you think it takes to get to heaven? And they'll just say, Acts 2:38, brother. Now, the Pentecostals are very famous for this, and the Church of Christ in America is very famous for this as well, as they often use it to say you must be baptized to go to heaven. And basically, everyone who says you have to be baptized to go to heaven also thinks you have to repent of your sins. But what you've seen is that some Baptists will say you have to repent of your sins, and other, you know, so-called Christians that don't believe you have to be baptized. Well, this is what Acts 2, verse 38 says. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so the Bible talks about baptism, repenting, and the remission of sins, and people kind of lump them all together and say, well, see, you got to repent of your sins, you got to get baptized in order to get forgiven and in order to get the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, this is one of the more tricky verses that they use, but if you look at it closely, you're going to see that this does not teach at all that you must turn from your sins to be saved, and it does not teach you have to be baptized to go to heaven. Now, if you notice this verse, it says, repent, comma, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, comma, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, whenever you have commas like that, you can take out the part that's in between the commas, and then the sentence will still make logical, coherent sense. So if it said, repent, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, that's still going to make sense, okay? And so let's talk about the part in between the commas first. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Now, people will say, well, see, you got to be baptized to get the remission of sins. But the word for, F-O-R, can have multiple different meanings. It can mean in order to obtain or because you already have obtained. What do I mean by that? If I said, you know, he is wanted for murder, he's not wanted in order to get murder, he's wanted because he's already committed murder. Or if I say take two Tylenol for a headache, you're not taking two Tylenol to get a headache, you're taking two Tylenol because you already have a headache. So when it's saying be baptized for the remission of sins, it's not be baptized in order to get or in order to obtain the remission of sins, it's saying be baptized because you have the remission of sins. Now, if we look at the other part though, not in between the commas, but repent and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, I do believe this is referencing salvation. And the reason why I believe that is, if you look at three verses later, it says, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. So certain people were glad that they received his word. Receiving is synonymous with believing on Jesus Christ. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. So they gladly received. And gladly receive, when you cross-reference, means you not only get saved, but you actually do something with it. And so because of the fact he preached salvation and also talked about baptism, it caused them to not just receive the word, but gladly received it, and they did get baptized. So I do think this is in reference to salvation, but you say, wait a minute, it says, repent, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, look, it does not say repent of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It says, repent, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. You look at the context of Acts chapter 2, and he's basically talking about how Jesus Christ is the one. He's the way to heaven. He's the one who died. He's the one who rose again. And he's trying to convince and compel people to change their mind about what they believe. And so this is like all the other verses we have in the Bible about repentance, where it says, repent and believe the gospel. It's not saying turn from your sins and believe the gospel. It's saying change your mind about what you believe and believe the gospel. Because you can't believe what you used to and then believe on Jesus Christ. You must make a change in what you believe. So in summary, what we're seeing in Acts 2:38, we're seeing where Peter's telling them, hey, repent, change your mind about what you believe, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And hey, you know, if you receive the Holy Ghost, what should you do after that? Well, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Be baptized because you have the remission of sins. Be baptized because you have been forgiven. Be baptized because you are on your way to heaven. And so I will admit that this is one of the more tricky verses in the Bible. But look, there's hundreds of verses that are super clear that's just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. If somebody throws one verse at you that could be interpreted a different way, you don't just change everything you believe when you have hundreds of verses that say whosoever believeth. So what is being said in Acts 2:38? It's simply just saying that, hey, you know what, change your mind about what you believe and you receive the Holy Ghost. And then once you are saved, hey, be baptized because you have been forgiven and your sins are already washed away. Thank you and God bless.